So the bad news, of course you know, which is actually that Bush didn't just win the presidency, control over Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court. He won something much more important, which is he won, and you can see it now, a new sense of total impunity. We see this most clearly in the actions of the U.S. and also British military in Iraq. Now, it isn't new to be attacking civilian areas. It happened, has been happening for many months now, many years. But there's a way in which the attack, this latest reinvasion of Fallujah and Mosul, there's an unapologeticness to it. They're not even bothering to try to cover it up. And you saw that, I think, most dramatically with the first act, which was laying siege on the general hospital in Fallujah. They didn't try to hide it. They didn't try to deny it. They just announced that the hospital was a center of propaganda. A center of propaganda. Why? Because last time they invaded Fallujah, the doctors went and told the journalists how many people had died, and they weren't going to have any of that. All the journalists this time were embedded. The ones who weren't were detained, including an Al Arabiya reporter, and as we know, Al Jazeera has been banned. So there is this new defiance, not even opening up a humanitarian corridor. No denials. That's what I mean by a new impunity, and we have to understand what we're up against, and we need to develop strategies, I believe, to really surround this new adventurism. And I think Britain has a very powerful role to play in that, as do all the countries that have sent troops to Iraq. Because what we're seeing is that they're spread very, very thinly. I mean, this is one thing that we're seeing with the fact that the invasion of Fallujah has led to outbreaks of violence across the country. They actually do not have enough troops to cover the country. And I think one of the main reasons why Bush was reelected is because the war continues to be isolated. For Americans continue to feel themselves to be isolated from the war, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But one of the reasons for that is that they don't have a draft. And there are a few things standing between the U.S. and a draft. And one of those is Britain, another is Italy, another is Poland, another are the 20,000 mercenary soldiers. But they're getting closer and closer to having to bring a draft to the U.S. And when they do bring a draft to the U.S., and I think they will have to, then the war becomes very, very real for Americans. And I say this as the daughter of a draft dodger. My family came to Canada during the Vietnam War. Many American war resistors did the same. And in fact, in Canada now, where I live, we are trying to build a movement to grant refugee status to American war resistors. We have three right now who are trying to seek refugee status on the grounds that the war is illegal. And I think that if, on the one hand, their coalition continues to break apart and there is a mutiny within the coalition, we've just seen Hungary announce that they're going to pull out. We're up to 12 countries now either having pulled out or announced that they are going to pull out. So on the one hand, if you have the coalition falling apart, and on the other hand, you have actually the ability of those who are drafted and those who don't want to fight to desert or defect, then I think that you will start to feel the pressure more in the U.S. And I want to be honest with you that in the U.S. press, certainly in the mainstream press, the debates about the ethics of bombing civilian areas, of laying siege on hospitals, of bombing emergency health clinics, this debate is not taking place, even less than it is taking place here, which is not very much. The blame for that, I don't believe, rests with Bush alone. It also rests with his opponents, principally his main opponent, John Kerry, and the Kerry campaign, but also with the broader anti-war movement in North America. But I don't think it's only the North American anti-war movement that has suffered from some of these problems.